It's that time of year again, the naming of the word of the year. And for the first time, the Oxford English Dictionary says there are too many words to choose from. So they chose several, including mail-in, unmute, lockdown, and coronavirus. Pandemic is the word of the year for the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. And earlier this year, Merriam-Webster expanded its definition of the word racism after recent college graduate Kennedy Mitchum wrote in and asked for it. I spoke with Kennedy Mitchum back in June about why she felt an updated definition of racism was needed. So Merriam-Webster Dictionary has long served as the gatekeeper of the English lexicon. The current definition in the dictionary defines racism as, quote, a belief that race is the primary determinant of human rights and capabilities, and that racial differences produce an inherent superiority of a particular race. And you say that definition is inaccurate. Say more.
There's a lot of systemic elements to racism. And with everything going on, I think that everyone should be aware of that. It's not just disliking someone because of the color of their skin. There are systems in place in healthcare and the justice system that, you know, are automatically formed to put people of color at the bottom and keep them at the bottom of the barrel. So I thought that the dictionary definition should represent that, you know, to avoid misinforming the masses.
Mm-hmm. This all started when you shared a post on Facebook about how microaggression is a form of racism. I understand that you received responses from your friends. What were they saying to you?
Yes, they were basically just saying, like, do you understand the definition of racism? Because that's actually not racism. Someone, those words, they don't mean anything. They're just words. That's not okay. That it may not be as blatant as you want it to be. It may not be, you know, a note with the N-word, but it still hurts.
Yeah, what you're saying there is that that is a microaggression, which is a form of racism when someone is questioning your ability.
Right, exactly. And that's something that, especially being surrounded by a lot of white bodies in college, that's something that I've gotten really accustomed to. It's not the blatant form. It's a lot of people questioning me or just not acknowledging my presence just because I am an African-American woman. So that is racism in itself. So that's kind of something that I thought the dictionary should be able to understand as well.
So you felt that this definition wasn't telling the whole story. What happened next? How did you get the dictionary to revise this definition?
I just sent out a request through email, and I just stated my claims that it's really misinforming the masses if you guys don't mention the systematic elements of racism and the role that it plays in everyday life. So you guys should really mention that in the definition. And so they got back to me fairly quickly, which I really did like. An editor reached out, and we just had some conversations back and forth. And their main claim and their what was holding them back was just because they said that they focused on the majority and how they use the word in literature and different things. But I kept questioning that because the minority, they're the ones who, you know, experience this on a day-to-day basis. So why aren't you looking at minority literature, and why aren't you trying to understand different minorities and as they view the word, as they experience the word, as it's very active in their lives?
You sent them this letter. There was a back and forth. When did you send the letter, and how long did it take until there was a resolution?
So I sent the letter May 28th, and then I got a resolution June 4th.
Not everyone is happy with this change. What's been the reaction?
Yeah, a lot of people have been saying, like, you can't change the dictionary to fit your narrative. But I think that the problem is that it's not a narrative. This has been happening to people of color. We've not just experienced, you know, the overt racism for years now. We've been experiencing all different types. Those people really just aren't understanding the history behind this. Obviously, a lot of the people who are angry, they just want to be ignorant and they want to stay stagnant. I thought maybe the dictionary changing would, you know, give them a little kick in the butt to try to change and understand as well.
Kennedy, you studied law, politics, and society, and you have a minor in journalism and public relations from Drake University. What's your takeaway from this experience?
I think it's very important to keep trying for your voice to be heard, especially a lot of people in my generation. They just think, you know, okay, we see our parents who still may be struggling because of the way that the systems are often harder for us to break through, but don't let that discourage you. So I think that my whole takeaway is just to really use your voice, find your voice, use your skills in order to make a difference.
That's Kennedy Mitchum. She's a recent graduate of Drake University who asked Merriam-Webster Dictionary to update its definition of racism. And they said yes. Kennedy, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Merriam-Webster Dictionary updated its definition of the word back in August to include the systemic elements of racism and how it plays out in everyday life.